as the vehicle that had been behind the bus tried to pass inside the curve, forcing Fergus closer to the ravine. Susie gasped as she turned her head and realized who must be driving and that she was very likely the only one who had. Fergus let out an indignant half-stutter as the bus fishtailed, then teetered, and finally began to roll. The instant of a great disaster, it is often said, is an elongated one. As if in witnessing its own demise, the human mind is wont to wind the moment out long and then longer still. God from God, light from light, Susie dutifully recited every Sunday in one of the plain pews of St. Bartholomew's Church, chin tucked against her neck, hands folded in front of her. But until this very instant, in this confusion of the bus's free fall, she had never known what the words meant. Now, in a terrible rush, she divined the lesson. God or man, you were only as good as what you begat on this earth. Far ahead of them on the road, the indifferent sputtering of a truck could be heard, vanishing slowly around the bends. Susie barely registered the noise as the bus plunged toward the bottom of the ravine. Her focus lay solely with the boy behind her. You are not your father, she thought.